Test 4. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I can say I'm a pessimist. I think that travel will be awful in the future. There'll be more and more people trying to get from A to B, more and more cars, noise, pollution, and traffic jams. I mean, London's traffic already moves more slowly today than it did in Victorian times. Think of that, more slowly than when there were horses and carriages. Imagine how much worse it will be in 40 or 50 years.
Speaker B.
Traffic doesn't have to get worse and worse. Besides, one day people won't have any choice. We'll use all the oil, and there won't be any petrol left for cars and lorries. It might be quite nice, actually. Everyone will have to use much quieter electric cars or else bicycles. Life will be a lot calmer and more civilized. I'm sure people will be less aggressive too.
Speaker C. When I think of travel in the future, I don't think of cars at all. I think of space rockets and journeys to other galaxies. Why? Well, it's obvious. One day there will be simply too many people on Earth. So some of them will have to leave and colonize new planets. Maybe not for a few hundred years, not until we completely ruin the environment or use up all the fossil fuels or something like that. But eventually. Speaker D.
Most people are worried about the next 10 or 20 years. What we need are solutions now, not in the distant future. Take better public transport, for example. As far as I'm concerned, that's the key to everything. At the moment, everyone drives round in little metal boxes, one or two people per box. It's crazy, but it doesn't have to be like that. If we had buses, trains and subway systems which were comfortable, cheap and reliable, people would use them instead. It would stop all the traffic jams and cut pollution in half.
Speaker E. What I'd like to mention is a wider travel issue like tourism. How is it going to develop in the 21st century? That's what I want to know. I mean, the tourist industry is fine in many ways, but it's growing so quickly. Soon, there won't be any quiet, natural, non-commercial places left in the world. And what then? Speaker F.
What will travelling be like in the 21st century? Well, it's hard to say, isn't it? I can't predict the future, nor can anyone else. Anything could happen, really. I mean, look at the last 100 years. No one in the 1890s could have imagined nuclear submarines or space shuttles. I'll tell you one thing, though. Whatever happens, there are going to be lots of changes. New inventions, new problems, and new solutions. Things certainly won't stay the same.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I can say I'm a pessimist. I think that travel will be awful in the future. There'll be more and more people trying to get from A to B, more and more cars, noise, pollution and traffic jams. I mean, London's traffic already moves more slowly today than it did in Victorian times. Think of that, more slowly than when there were horses and carriages. Imagine how much worse it will be in 40 or 50 years.
Speaker B.
Traffic doesn't have to get worse and worse. Besides, one day people won't have any choice. We'll use all the oil and there won't be any petrol left for cars and lorries. It might be quite nice, actually. Everyone will have to use much quieter electric cars or else bicycles. Life will be a lot calmer and more civilized. I'm sure people will be less aggressive too.
Speaker C. When I think of travel in the future, I don't think of cars at all. I think of space rockets and journeys to other galaxies. Why? Well, it's obvious. One day there will be simply too many people on Earth. So some of them will have to leave and colonize new planets. Maybe not for a few hundred years, not until we completely ruin the environment or use up all the fossil fuels or something like that. But eventually. Speaker D.
Most people are worried about the next 10 or 20 years. What we need are solutions now, not in the distant future. Take better public transport, for example. As far as I'm concerned, that's the key to everything. At the moment, everyone drives round in little metal boxes, one or two people per box. It's crazy. But it doesn't have to be like that. If we had buses, trains and subway systems which were comfortable, cheap and reliable, people would use them instead. It would stop all the traffic jams and cut pollution in half.
Speaker E. What I'd like to mention is a wider travel issue like tourism. How is it going to develop in the 21st century? That's what I want to know. I mean, the tourist industry is fine in many ways, but it's growing so quickly. Soon, there won't be any quiet, natural, non-commercial places left in the world. And what then? Speaker F.
What will travelling be like in the 21st century? Well, it's hard to say, isn't it? I can't predict the future, nor can anyone else. Anything could happen, really. I mean, look at the last 100 years. No one in the 1890s could have imagined nuclear submarines or space shuttles. I'll tell you one thing, though. Whatever happens, there are going to be lots of changes. New inventions, new problems, and new solutions. Things certainly won't stay the same.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.